Well, so this is a survey that's done, a test that's taken every 3 years called the PISA, and it's the Program for International Student Assessment. And for the second time in a row, so from 2012 and now the 2015 results, U.S. students have dropped in their math scores. And so out of a 1,000-point scale, the United States has 470 points out of 1,000. That is now for 40th, so we're now in the bottom percentile of the bottom half of countries that participate in this, and the top country being Singapore reaches 564 out of 1,000. So you're talking about a 100-point difference between the U.S. 15-year-olds taking the math portion of this test versus Singapore at the top.
Obviously, the test probably just looks at those specific scores. Any reason as to what's going on here, as to why the U.S. is so low?
It's likely a multitude of things. Andreas Schleicher, who is the director of an organization that helps coordinate this test, he says that it's likely the way that we teach math in this country. He said the better countries, the countries that perform better on this test, they don't do as many topics that the U.S. does. The U.S. covers a broad range of math topics versus other countries focus on fewer topics, but they go deeper into those topics. And so students really master and conceptualize things more than they do here in the U.S. And so he said that that may be a factor in this. And then another thing that could be playing a role, of course, as well, is just the continued disinvestment in schools that we've seen. In fact, 31 states still spend less per student than they did before the 2008 recession. So obviously that hit a lot of the economy hard. The funding was pulled back, and many states haven't restored it.
I guess on the reading and the science front, the numbers aren't much better, are they?
They're not. They're flat. That's the thing, is that they're pretty much flat right now. The U.S. ranking 18th in reading, 15th in, 18th in science, 15th in reading. But they're relatively flat. But what it did show was that while we're essentially flat, some countries have gone down in those areas. So the U.S. looks a little bit better this time around, but it's not necessarily because we're performing any better as much as it's just that some other countries have performed worse. So it's, as I said, it's flat, but the biggest concern here being math, and when you're talking about when we look at future jobs and the economy and the way that jobs are looking in this country, a knowledge-based economy, that's concerning.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, financing. That has to play a huge role. How much money per student is being spent by each one of these individual countries as well?
Yeah, certainly. And I don't have the numbers, for example, Singapore at the top, how much they spend versus the U.S., but certainly funding, we know, plays a role for either kids who to get things for kids in the classroom that they need versus extra help and special tutoring for those students who are struggling. Funding does play a very big role in this, and that could be why we're seeing that now. Whether or not that's why we're seeing it in math, but we're seeing flat numbers in reading, it may depend on where those dollars are going. But certainly, whether it's a policy issue or a funding issue, it seems that, that's what I said, where it's maybe a multitude of things that are happening. What we may see is many states have adopted Common Core. This is a recent development, and it remains to be seen. It'll take years to show whether or not that has an effect. That same guy, Andreas Schlichter, who said, that it's a policy thing, he says that he's a proponent of Common Core, says it's much more aligned with some of the better countries on this test, but time will tell whether or not it's effective.
All right. Very interesting, Mark. We appreciate that report. ABC's Mark Remillard with us.